Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm gonna beat my ass like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ.
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good health can be.
To seek out
new
life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It's Wrecking the Game Radio with your host DJ
Smell
for Good,
the international
call.
Hail, all the way from the Neverland. Presenting
Sayonite.
Interface complete.
All right, people, I'm back. Wasn't back, but I'm in this motherfucker now. You know what I'm saying? Had a little something I had to do. I had to drop off my mother's car for some service today, you know what I'm saying? So, excuse me for the lateness, you know what I'm saying? And shoot again, see bitte, you know? And, just excuse me, please. You know what I'm saying? So, what's up? Welcome to Town of Massacre Language Tuesday. We'll be mastering the Dutch language. You know what I'm saying? We continuing on. And that's what it do. Shout out to Mr. Cyanide. Beam him on up in this mofo. And we'll get this song bitch started. You know what I'm saying? Here we go, people. Y'all hold on 1 second. Yeah.
Good day.
Sorry about that, man. I've been out and about running around. Had to do some running around. Get out the way. I had to take mom's car to the dealership to get her 25,000 mile service done. So, turn that in. That's what I was just doing. My bad, my man. Shout out to Toyota for ripping us off. You know what I'm saying? But appreciate it. Sons of bitches. Yeah. Anyway, my bad. What's happening, brother? What's going on?
Not much. Just got home from work. We've got a good week ahead of us weather-wise. But, furthermore, I've been busy. Haven't had a lot of time. How about you?
Oh, man. Kind of doing the same. We in rainy season now, so we're going to get rain like every fucking day, you know what I'm saying? At least 1 to 2, 3 hours, you know what I'm saying? You're going to get it. Last night it rained about, started about 8 o'clock. It didn't end until about 11:30, 12, about 12 o'clock, and then it started raining, you know what I'm saying? So it's a weird thing about this time of the rainy season. You don't know when it's going to rain. That shit look like you'll wake up 10 in the morning and it look like it's going to rain. Shit, it don't rain till 10 o'clock at night. Like, what? You can't umbrella around all day for nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn.
But the weather's still warm, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. The weather stay warm. That's the reason for all the rain, because the warm weather, it'd be so, the humidity top out so often, and then boom, then, you know what I'm saying? All the conditions, you know what I'm saying?
I don't mind rain when it's hot weather. It's when it's getting cold, then I really start to hate it.
I don't hate cold, but that ain't my first choice. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Heavenly Angel, Prophet Jack Allah. You know what I'm saying? Up in here doing it real big. And I got to pull this up real quick, because I got to figure out what we started off on last week. What did we...
Oh,
we covered meeting and greets. We covered meeting and greets. Okay. Who met dog? We covered that. Who?
Yeah, we did that.
Who met dog? I think that's what we were pressing. We'll do a little review. You know what I'm saying? Go to www.byki.com before you know it for all your language learning needs. Happen to be down here in the Tampa, Florida, or Florida area. We got 94 degrees with 66% humidity, and we got rain expected from 1, 2, and 3 o'clock. Temperature's going to reach up to 100. Well, feel like 100. Yeah, we're in the 90s right now, so we're 90 degrees right now, people. Yeah.
Yeah, we're going back in the 80s this week, and I'm really happy about that.
Oh, yeah? What y'all wearing, bell bottoms or something?
Bell bottoms? No, not really.
Oh, you said y'all going back in the 80s. You know what I'm saying?
in the 80s Fahrenheit range.
My bad, my bad, people. That was a tasteless joke right there. A tasteless joke. That was tasteless. All right, check this out. There we go. Hudendog.
Hudendog.
Good afternoon, my brother. Hudendog. Let's see. Let's get what we want. Porn. I got to get some more music up here, man. We need some more diverse music. I put the call of the wild out for some beats, but motherfuckers ain't sent me no beats yet. You know what I'm saying? I mean, where all these so-called producers at and beat makers and all that, they ain't sent me what I asked for. But it's all good. God damn, we are 20 below normal.
Yeah, we've been below normal for a long time, too. So, yeah. Not
what
the way I want to spend my summer, actually, but nothing we can do about it.
It's in the 50s? God damn, right now we just, what, yesterday was official start of summer. Well, at least here. If
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's the official you know, summer officially started. Man, that's crazy, boy. That is crazy. You know what I'm saying? And that's the reason for sickness, too. You know, motherfuckers thinking that you're going to run outside with some shorts on and shit, and it's 50 degrees. Like, what is that?
Well, what gets me sick in the summertime is people that crank up the air conditioning too much, and then you go outside and you get hit by all the heat that's in there. If I have to do that multiple times a day, I'm sick the next day.
That's people going in and out of buildings with the AC all cranked up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that is a problem, yeah. Going from one extreme temperature change to the next, you know, shuts you down. Just like flying, and just like flying from you flying from the Netherlands to Florida, you going to get sick. Yeah, you're going to get sick. And that's just like flying from Florida to the Netherlands, you know what I'm saying, because it's just an extreme temperature change. And your body ain't, you know what I'm saying, 9 times out of 10 ain't going to be able to cope with it. So it's going to shut you down. It's going to shut you down for at least 2-3 days until it knows what the hell is going on around it. And then, you know, it'll acclimatize, get acclimated to the weather. You have to get acclimated, which means acclimatized.
Well, yeah, that's right. The first days of summer in here, when it gets really warm, you're really not used to it. So the first day you think, ooh, it is warm. But if you have that weather for 3 or 4 days in a row, you're used to it, and you don't think it's that warm anymore.
So what's the high that y'all reach? Like, what's the hottest it really gets there?
Okay, let me look, because I have to translate that from Celsius to Fahrenheit. Celsius to Fahrenheit calculator. Let me see, it gets about 37 degrees maximum in the summertime, and that's about 98 degrees Fahrenheit, but that's extreme. That only happens 1 or 2 times a year, that is 37. Most of the time in the summertime it's around, let me see, about 80 degrees.
Damn. Man, we 90 fucking year round in this motherfucker, man. Christmas last year, shit, it was like 95 degrees and shit. You know what I'm saying? In December.
In the wintertime, it gets -4 if you're unlucky.
God damn. What the hell is that big ass thing? If anybody's clicking on EarthCam, you can go to earthcam.com and This is why I say, I don't know why the fuck people, you know what I'm saying, all woo-woo about cameras. If a motherfucker's got all these kind of cameras set up around town, you know what I'm saying, what makes you think you ain't under the fucking microscope already? I mean, they got cameras that cover every fucking angle. Then you go on that Google Worldview bullshit, to where you can motherfucking, you know, stand there looking a bitch window, you know, over the internet. You know what I'm saying? So when it comes to privacy and all that, you know, you don't have no fucking privacy no more. You know what I'm saying? Privacy been gone, man. And that's just it's crazy. You know? I know that there ain't no such thing as privacy, people. If you're looking for it, shit, go back to Britain. Because down there ain't over here in the United States. You know what I'm saying? But
now that people are posting images of the webcam, of course I gotta do the same.
Yeah. But now what we do have is
Bubba here to talk to you about bid66.com. It's fun, it's easy, and if you sign up right now
and where you have it,
.com, you get
nowhere.
Free bids on Apple iPad and Xbox. I bought mine for $30 at bid66.com. Pirate tickets, gift cards, get your kicks from bid66.com. Plus, free shipping straight from the factory. Where else can you get that?
Nowhere.
Bid66.com right now.
Nowhere. That's fucking classic, man. Fucking classic. And if y'all didn't, goddamn, get the fucking promo right there, that's Mr. Easy Rider with www.bid66.com, home of the 50 cent bids. And, yeah, go on in there and get addicted. Hang out, man. Right now we're looking at building. What's that? B-E-E-L-D-E-N. What is that? Building or building?
Images of the webcam of the city hall of Roermond.
Of what? Roermond? Uh-oh. What happened? Hello? Okay, we've lost the cyanide.
Bridge to Captain Kirk.
Yeah, motherfucker, he's not here, I guess. Not here. He'll be back. Alrighty then. Oh, okay. Well, hey, yeah, we got the bid game today, man. Y'all want to go play bid game, bid wars. Mari Torres, that's what you need to do, Easy Rider, set up some bid wars. Get with some of the motherfucking hosts and then have bid wars. Like we all, you know, everybody do a simultaneous show, and then the guests from one show, you know what I'm saying, hook them up with a couple of little free bids, and then the guests from another show hook them up with a couple of little free bids, and then pick out one item. You know what I'm saying? That's specifically for us, though. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, BTR contestants can sit there and, you know what I'm saying, and have to get their bid on, get the bid war going on. But it's just for BTR. If you want to goddamn be a part of the bid wars, you got to go sign up at Blog Talk Radio. Become a fan or a host, and you can participate in the exclusive bid wars. I'll take my cut, goddamn it, when you implement that. Yeah. Let me see, man. Let's go Earth Cam. Fuck it. Let's go Tampa, Florida. See what the hell they got us on the goddamn map about. Let's see. Fucking Tampa, Florida. Do, 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 do. What happened, Mr. Cyanide? Everything shut down. Oh. All right. Well, he'll call back in a second, people. Let's see where you can get, who wants to see Wild? About y'all. Lighthouse Bay Residences, webcams. Department of Transportation, y'all want to see how fucked up our traffic is, y'all can go there. Veterans Express. Let's see, Big Cat Rescue, St. Pete Beach. Tampa Bay History Center. What the fuck is that at? Oh, yeah, they show me something new, but I don't know nothing about that one. All right, let's go over here to... see if they have a punk-ass wild peep show cam talking about. Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah, Bid Wars. We're going to have some Bid Wars. The Blog Talk Radio Bid Wars. Oh, that reminds me. I got to do a damn promo. I got to do the promo for Miss Mouth, Miss Buffy. Matter of fact, where the hell is that at? Gmail.com. Bear with me, people. Haven't had my dose of marijuana. Feel like I'm in the lost episodes of Chips. Chip on patrol. Check out my photos on Facebook. Lushy Lush. Oh, that's an old girl from Lush Radio. Shouts out to Lush Radio. Radio. Where's the promo at? Thumbtack grinds, many became. Where the fuck is the promo at? She must have sent it to my other shit. All right, well, check this out, people. Oh, there we go. I don't know what the hell going on with my damn promo, but all right. What happened? You dropped all the way out.
Yeah, my router is receiving an update from my internet provider, so that takes a few minutes. So I took the dog out, and I'm calling in on my cell phone now right now. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, yeah. What I mean, they and so when you get updates, what, you can't be online or something?
No, not when it receives an update, but it only lasts for a few minutes while it installs and shit. When I get back, I'll be back online.
Oh. Yeah, that sounds like Bright House. They, our cable company do that. They usually do it like at late night, so it don't interrupt people's programs.
But I never turn that thing off. They let that wait until you reset the router, unless you don't reset it for a long, long time. And yeah, I never shut that thing off, so it hasn't been off for the last 3 years.
Damn.
So sometimes it shuts down at an inconvenient moment, but that doesn't happen very often.
What the hell is this? Summer Bash, June 23rd, high schools. High schools? What is this at? College Park, Georgia. Oh, no, that ain't got nothing to do with me. Oh, man, I'm looking for something, man. Hold on, people. What the hell? Coming soon on the DR Doobie Drop Force. Attention all artists, producers, managers, promoters, and music execs. The Miss Mouth Times presents fucking A&R Rep. NA Artist Seminar. It's going down Sunday, July 11th, 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. at Club Nouveau, 1701 North Franklin Street in Tampa, Florida, 33602. got the median earnings for a musician or singer is, as reported in 2004, was only $17.84 an hour, which is BS. Stop chasing labels and learn how to effectively market, promote, and sign yourself. Guest speakers will include Wallace Marshall from Po' Boy Music Group. We'll also have panelists to answer questions. C. Wakely from The Gatekeepers, also the founder of Earthquake Entertainment. Cindy Nuzzo with New Noise Entertainment and DJ Purifier of Slip and Slide Records. Also, your boy Smell will be in the building talking cash shit to you punk-ass artists that show up out there with no motherfucking CDs or any goddamn promo materials. I will be cussing bitches out as I motherfucking walk around putting your ass on camera. I cannot stand that shit. You know, it makes no sense motherfucking be showing up to a goddamn networking and promo event and you ain't got no goddamn CDs, no flyers, no business cards, no nothing. Just your punk ragged ass talking about I'm the next hottest thing to blow. Blow these nuts. That's cool shit. Real, man. I got a pet peeve against that shit. You know what I'm saying? The motherfucking artists come up chicken scratched all on the goddamn CDs and shit. You know, I ain't with that shit, man. I ain't with that. Here we go. I need a voice. A hyper one. Okay. Attention all. Oh. I think she ain't wanted that hype. My bad. This is the promo I got to do. You know what I'm saying? I got to do a commercial. Y'all going to be hearing this commercial. I might even play a couple of songs and go ahead and do it. Let y'all hear the new promo. Damn.
Sorry. I was saying hi to the neighbors.
Oh. What did you say?
Yeah, just like I said, hi. Nothing more.
Oh, that ain't Dutch. What the fuck is that? It's fucking English, man. Fucking high. Yeah, kind of shit is that? Fucking high.
Well, actually, if you... Oh, I'm in the hallway. This might sound a little weird.
Yeah.
And this will sound better.
Somebody needs some oil on the doors.
Well, my dog is freaking out because, she wants food now. So I'll hang up the phone, I'll call back in and Skype, I'm back online again.
Want the food. We don't eat food here, dog. We don't eat food, all right? What's up, dog?
Hey, I'll see you in a minute.
All right, that's what time it is.
Bye-bye.
All right, people, check this out. Also, I got my little shit set up, my little meme page. Even though I can't access it because I don't know what the hell is going on, apparently. Customize it. Easy to change. Let's see. Let's see. I got my own list. What is the password? Oh, shit. Oh, I'm in. Let's go to my page. You guys want to become part of my little network? I got a little Ning network set up, Ning page. I'll be adding all kind of crap to it, new music, photos, videos, all kind of shit. But become part of my network. Network with your boy, man. And it's going now. Send me any kind of info you want on there, and I'll post it up there for you, too. There you go. It's wdgeradio.ning.com/DJ Smell So Good, a.k.a. DJ FTP. I don't know why they put all that in there, but, yeah. Don't have any videos as of yet. I do have videos and photos and all that kind of shit that will be on there. And you can also... If you ever catch me on there live, I got my own little chat room, so you can, participate in a little chat and all that kind of good shit. Pretty cool. Clear messages, volume. All right. So that's Ning Network. Y'all check that out. And, yeah, do this on the show for the next time. All right. And let me get into a quick little song, man. And I got to hook up this promo real quick. And, yeah, get right back at you. This is Miss John New, you know what I'm saying? My artist, check out www.myspace.com/John New, J-A-N-U, the princess, or www.myspace.com/DrakBoysPrincess, D-R-A-K-B-O-Y-Z, princess, in the place to be.
DJ smells so good.
Don't nobody know about this here record, but that old
record of game entertainment.
Cool, all right. You ready for it? Check this.
Ain't no pussy like a clean ass pussy. Ain't no pussy like a clean ass pussy. Ain't no pussy like a clean ass pussy. That's a clean ass pussy. Hey, baby, let me see you whine, 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 whine. Baby, let me see you whine, 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 whine. You already know what I'm looking at. I see you looking back. But she know and I eat that pussy like a motherfucking cookie rack. Keep taking black, never spray red. Smoking on some good dro when the hair's red. Mama ass fat like Rex Fusion. Wanna body slam a bitch like Lex Luke. Pop one pill, let the rest move. You wanna slide to the boat, mama, let's do it. Make that ass do the talk back. I get the pussy back, yeah, it won't walk right.
I'm rich, bitch.
Make a move.
paid for, and now I'm impressed. The way you wanna sign me, I might undress. He said, whoa, mama, damn, your booty's swole. You got the kind of body, makes this other spin go. He said, whoa, mama, damn, your booty's swole. You got the kind of body, makes this other spin go.
Okay, man, are you ready to go?
I'm ready to go. Now, come on, now crank this motherfucker up.
Got him in the phone. Mama so bad, girl, thick to the bone. I made him catch feelings, I ain't got a love zone. You say a lot of fact that I work and got my own. I'm a so for a stream, I have a sad conviction. You can put me on a train like crack, I flip it. They don't put me on the top, be super Z. Got me singing, doing things that I can't believe. Oh, I love the way daddy licking on the slick. Mama so wet, my juice box should trip. I wanna get into my world, I'm a hood glamour girl. You say you like to see me on a damn slow claim. I got him so seduced the way I break it on damn. I'm something like a diamond, I knew stay shining. Boy, I'm not a stripper, but the girl about riding. Yeah, I want to blow, but it's all about time. Yes, my name is Janu. I can hypnotize you. My words are seductive. My body's so luxurious. You see me back it up. He said he made me wanna cut. We drunk, talk, dance, and I wanna eat it up. The way I'm popping my hip, I guess I'm just too much. Being
drunk. Yeah, I'd end that real quick.
Leave me aboard. Energize.
Energize.
All right, Mr. Cyanide.
I'm back now. Do I sound better? With the mic?
It's alright. I think your cell phone was better, but it's alright.
Yeah, sure. Are you sure that my cell phone is better?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Well, your cell phone sounds louder.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it just sounds more amplified. I want to take this little moment, and actually, let me change up. You know, real people do real things, man, and, you know, on this show, man, you know what I'm saying, we love everybody, man, in the world, whether we know you or don't know you, you know what I'm saying, if you're virtually connected with the Record of Game radio show, you know what I'm saying, it's much love to you. So one of our constituents, affiliates, friends, family members, however you want to put it all in one circle, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Fox News Online, is going through some family difficulties right now, you know what I'm saying? So what we're going to do is give a worldwide prayer, you know what I'm saying, going out right now, man. No matter what your religion is, you know what I'm saying, wherever you come from, background, whatever, whatever, you know what I'm saying? As long as you believe in a higher power, that is the ultimate thing to do. So if you do believe in that, then, hey, I'm vibing with you. So what I want to do, real quick, you know, is first off, let me stop this music. Sorry, people. I know the gunshots are a little graphic. But I want to send a prayer out, man. You know what I'm saying? We're going to all do a little virtual joining hands, you know what I'm saying, in prayer. And we're going to send something out to Mr. Fox and his family. So here we go. Dear Lord, you know, through the power of this virtual network, you know, may you join us all in hands at this time of need, you know what I'm saying, for we all do go through hard times, trials, and tribulations. And although death is something natural and will come in the end to all of us, there's no way that we mentally or physically can prepare for that day, whether it's, you know, the loss of ourselves or another loved one. That is never something easy to deal with. So I ask, Lord, you know, that in the name of all the people in this network and in your listening ear, that you bless Mr. Fox News Radio, friends and family, and at this important time, may he, you know, find some a little solace through all the tragedy, you know, in Jesus' name, and Buddha, Allah, and every other religious name you want to say, Selassie, all that, amen. And may you find some comfort, my brother. Thank you for coming to the show. That's real. You got to do that, people. You know what I'm saying? You got to do that, man. It's, you know, Father's Day just passed. You know what I'm saying? Pretty pissed off. You know, actually very pissed off. I got like fucking 4 calls and shit to say Happy Father's Day. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers in the street wasn't even saying Happy Father's Day to you know what I'm saying, passing dads and shit. A couple of people even say, oh, I forgot. I slap you in your damn mouth. How do you forget the better half? You know, without a man, it ain't no woman. Without a woman, ain't no man. So, I mean, we need that equality. You know, give me just as much respect for being, you know what I'm saying, the actual father that takes care of somebody else's child. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, we didn't. Oh, George. My bad. Firefox, yeah. Shouts out to George. My bad, yeah. Much love to you, homie. You know, y'all want to know my real name? Run the archives back, because Mr. Jet said put that out there, yeah. Jet said. But that's my dog, man. Yeah, he put me out on blast. If y'all want to know my government name, y'all going to run the show back tomorrow, and y'all hear everything that went down. So, yeah. And, wow. Let's see. Hold on. Yeah. No Mom's Day. What the fuck is that? Mom's Day. If anything, you say Farm's Day or something. Like Happy Farm's Day. You know what I'm saying? Not a mom. What kind of shit is that? Mom, breastfeed. You know what I'm saying? You better stay off my nipple. What kind of shit is that? Don't say that, man. But shout out to Heavenly Angel for that. I will say Happy Mother's Day, you know, to all the moms out there who play both roles. Yeah, Happy Mother's Day to you. Yeah, your mother and a father. Happy Mother's Day. But we don't get that on Mother's Day, you know what I'm saying? They don't turn around and say, hey, Happy Farm's Day. Yeah, for you guys being fathers and moms, Happy Farm's Day. Not that I would want somebody calling me that. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Farm. Oh, yeah. I'll buy that for a dollar. So check this out, people. Let's get into what we came here for. Time to Massacre Language Tuesday. We do this each and every Tuesday. Massacre language, man. Yeah, I mean, learn it, but in the process, we're massacring the language. You can go to www.byki for your free language learning kit. And this is the equivalent to the Rosetta Stone. If anybody out there, matter of fact, if anybody out there has purchased the Rosetta Stone or knows somebody that has, please tell them to call into the show, man, because I want to talk to them. 347-237-5125. I definitely want to, conversate with somebody so we can do a comparison between the paid product and this free product that I'm presenting to you. Yeah. In just a second, let's beam up Mr. Firefox. All right, Mr. Firefox, welcome to Time to Massacre Language Tuesday, man. And once again, you know, my condolences to you and your fam, you know what I'm saying, at this time that you're going through. I know what you're going through. So,
well, thank you, brother. It's not easy. And, you know, I've been taking care of her for the last 6-plus years now, and we've had some close calls. She's come close to passing several times, and this time it's definite. She, as of a week ago today, she stopped eating. taking in liquids. And she
just came in.
So it's very hard. I'm watching my mother, the matriarch of the Sinzer family, pass before my eyes, and I'm not supposed to do anything about it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the only thing you can do, man, is love every day that she gone. You know, one thing that do make me mad about people and their families, you know, when you see a person at a funeral and they bawling out crying, I mean, just stupid crying. 9 times out of 10, they're doing that because of something they didn't do for that person while they were here. You know, a home going is truthfully supposed to be a time of joy. You know, because if she's done everything she had to do, because if you took care of for over 6 years, you know what I'm saying? Average child doesn't take care of their parents. You know what I'm saying? Especially after they moved away from the home and got their own lives and stuff like that. So apparently she did something right as a mother, you know, in raising you and your upbringing for you to return that favor, you know what I'm saying, and not just throw her into a damn nursing home or something, you know what I'm saying, and letting her pass away like majority of lazy-ass Americans do, you know what I'm saying, and don't take care of their family like their family is taking care of them, you know what I'm saying, your entire life. You know, so I applaud you, brother. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be hard. But in the end, you know, it's the betterment for the both of you. You know, because why would you want to sit there and have your mom suffering? You know what I'm saying? When you know in your heart, you know, that she'd be better off in a better place. And she personally would feel more comfortable in a better place. You know, when I lost my grandmother, we took care of her for a whole year, never played that nursing home stuff. You know what I'm saying? But up until she gave up, you know?
We my brother and I, because we're the ones up here close to her, as far as, you know, in the house and him living far where he does. He looked at me and he says, George, you don't want her to go to a nursing home, do you? I said, are you out of your mind? He says, good. I'm glad to hear someone else say it. One member of my family, one of my other siblings, wanted to have her put in a nursing home just like that.
Yeah.
As quick as I could snap my fingers, she wanted to put her in a nursing home. And I was ready to slap the taste out of that bitch's mouth.
Yeah.
I said, I will take care of her until the day she passes. It'll hurt like hell, but I'd rather be the one taking care of her.
Yeah, I mean, shit, what... Like she gonna put you in a child's nursing home? You know what I'm saying? You her child. She gonna take care of you until the day that you gone or she gone. You know, which is supposed to be a vice versa respect for your parents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do understand having nursing homes for certain reasons. I mean, this is for elderly people who have no family. But I mean, if you got
Five and six brothers and sisters.
Hey, go ahead. Tell him I say what's up too, man. You know, if you don't mind, you know what I'm saying. Tell him, send him my condolences too.
Absolutely.
You know, everybody deal with tragedy in their own little light. You know what I'm saying? It might not affect, you know, it might affect you more than it affects somebody else. You know what I'm saying? But believe you me, people deal with tragedy in their own light. You know, they deal with drama in their own little way. They might walk around with a smile on their face all day because they don't want to go through the day, you know what I'm saying, with a sad face, and that's what keeps them down. You know, so putting on an artificial smile,
sure, why not?
You know.
It'll help her be
yes. Oh, okay. He actually on the conversation. Okay. Fat Mama Day. Fuck. Fat Mama. Huh?
Can you hear me louder now? Turn up the volume a little.
Okay. That's what it is. You can control control the volume on your mic.
Yeah. I turned pretty much all the way down.
Oh.
But if you can still hear me, that's all right.
Yeah. No, you straight. All right. Real quick till Firefox comes back, we'll get into couple of little words here. The first word you guys probably would always want to know is meeting and greeting. And this is meeting and greeting part one, covered in the Dutch language. And once again, go to www.byki.com and for all your language learning needs. And you will find words such as good afternoon, which be pronounced Hudendag. Hudendag. Am I saying it right?
Hudendag. Or
Hudendag.
Hudendag. You can also say that.
All right. And that's spelled G-O-E-D-E-N-D-A-G. Hudendag. Hudendag. And the G is pronounced H, correct? Like saying who?
I'm not really familiar with the phonetic.
Okay, I'm saying.
Word, but,
I'm saying like good afternoon. Like good afternoon. Yeah, you wouldn't say hood afternoon. You see what I'm saying?
There is a G in it. If you only pronounce an H, it doesn't sound like the sound that we make if we say goedendag. Right.
Now, what makes no sense is.
Hudendag.
Apparently, we've gotten it 5 years ago.
Hudendag. All right. Let's get out of his conversation. You know what I'm saying? Don't want to be nosy. He's dropping. And he can be talking about personal stuff. So I'll check back with him periodically. Hudendag. Good afternoon. All right. Let's move on to next word. Damn it. All right, you got good evening. Guten Abend. Correct? Since you speak the language, hell, I got to just go off of you for the correct, you know what I mean? Yes, that's right. Abend.
Avond.
Avond.
Guten Abend.
Guten Abend. Good evening. Guten Abend. I feel like proper or something. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm speaking proper. Like I get there and like, man, we don't speak that shit. You talking about?
All right. Probably.
I'm going to say, hold on.
Hold on a second. I wonder what he means when he says, hold on a second. Help, Smiley.
Hey, no, I'm sorry about that. My mother calling on the bat line, checking on her car. Drop it off. I was correct. I didn't do what I was supposed to do.
All right.
He's been back with us yet. All right. My bad. Was you talking to yourself, brother?
Sorry?
I said, was you talking to yourself? I was like, hold on. I had to click over real quick.
Yeah, I was wondering how long a second was with you, so I didn't really have anything useful I could say, so I was really waiting for you to come back.
Pot! That's always useful. Anytime, any absence, just start talking about weed, man. And it always draws up a good conversation. All right, who would, my bad, wait a minute. Hudend Avond, G-O-E-D-E-N. A-V-O-N-D. Guten Abend. Guten Abend.
Guten
Abend. Good evening.
In this case...
Abend. Abend.
The N is silent in this case.
Abend.
No. The first N. Guten
Abend. Okay, so... You say it's silent, though?
Yeah, it has the word Hudenavond has two N's in it or only one?
Yeah, it has two. Huden, well, it would be like Hudenavond.
Yeah. the first N you don't really pronounce, as in Goede Avond.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay, okay. Goede Avond. Goede Avond. Goede Avond. Hoede, hoede, hoede.
Goedemorgen.
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 Goedemorgen. See, they say it like a, you hear how it's pronounced, like it's a, I don't know.
Goedemorgen.
Like morgen, you know what I'm saying? Like it's not morgen.
Goedemorgen.
Morgen. Goedemorgen. Say it one more time.
You always change the G into a H or a K, and it should be a G. Morgen.
Morgen. Goedemorgen. Goedemorgen.
Schön.
Goedemorgen.
Schön.
Firefox, is you back with us?
I guess not.
Okay. Well, matter of fact, let me...
Are you out of cards?
Private message him. Press 1 again.
To come back on the air.
Yeah. Damn, what the hell is on my fonts? My fonts are fucking small. And who the Morgan? Ah, fuck.
The first time you said it was the best.
The Morgan?
Yeah. It's not entirely true, but that's the best of the three.
Who the Morgan? See, it's not, he says who the Morgan.
Who the Morgan?
Yeah.
Who the Morgan?
Who the Morgan?
Who the Morgan?
See, it's like they put an A in there or something, like who the Morgan.
I don't hear that, but...
Goedemorgen.
Goedemorgen.
That what you hear as a A is the E-N at the end?
Right. Right. Yeah. So it sounds totally different to me. Goedemorgen. 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 I mean, that's African, right? It's... It's Morgan. It's just M-O-R-G-E-N. Hude Morgan. Or Qui Morgan. That's what it would be. Qui Morgan. Qui More. Qui More. My bad. Is African for good morning. Qui More. Qui More. There you go. Not to get you guys clutched up in the head, but... And that's good morning. All right. Keeping it moving. With good night. Hude Nacht.
Hude Nacht.
Hoede nacht. Hoede nacht. Nacht.
The C and the H also makes a G. We got a lot of G's in the language, so.
So it's like not. Hoede nacht. Hoede nacht. Hoede nacht. Hoede nacht.
And you also pronounce the T at the end. That's not silent. Hoede nacht.
Hoede nacht.
Yeah, that's Hoede it.
Hoede nacht. Hoede nacht. But you pronounce the T.
You pronounce the, yeah.
Yeah, Hoede Nacht. Goedenacht. Hoede Nacht. Hoede Nacht. Hoede Nacht. Okay. Good night. Goodbye. This is in both languages. Tutsin. Tutsin. Yeah.
Say that again.
Tutsin.
Tot ziens.
I'm getting two different pronunciations. See, you got that native. I got this fucking educated. You know what I'm saying? The two of them are different. They sound totally different. This don't sound like what you just did.
I am from the south of the Netherlands, and people in the entire country can hear that I'm from the south of the Netherlands when I spoke two words. So I do sound a little different from, other people in the Netherlands, especially where this was recorded. That's up north.
Oh. So is that more proper language, I guess you want to say, proper Dutch spoken or something like that?
It's a little bit exaggerated. Most people don't talk that way. Or you might meet the queen. She might talk that way. But normally people are a little bit more relaxed. This is a little bit emphasized for the pronunciation.
Hmm. Never knew that one. Meeting the queen. Yeah, I'm going to meet the queen. Queen bee. T-O-T. Space Z-I-E-N-S. Tootsiens. Tootsiens. Or tot. How you say it? How you say it again?
Tot.
Tot.
Ziens.
Tootsiens. Tootsiens.
That's about right.
Tootsiens. Is this pretty? What's happening, brother? Hold on a second, people. What's up, pretty?
Ah, oh, there we go again. Hold on a second.
Hello? Hello? What's up? Oh, for the dude, well, after I get off the radio, I'll look around for it.
Oh, okay. Are you on the radio now?
Yeah.
Are you on that station?
Yeah, I'm a radio show.
Okay, what station that be?
Well, it's online, or you can call in and listen
okay,
to it.
Okay, then I'll just
holler at you. Yeah. I get the info later on.
Okay, then.
All right. I like talking to people on the bat line, you know what I'm saying? Like, the hell is going on? Like, what the fuck is that on the phone? Oh. All right, people, keeping it moving. Didn't we already say that? Hootendog? Greetings. Okay. Apparently, Hootendog is good for good morning, good day, and greetings.
No. Only for good day and for greetings. Like, when I speak somebody in English, I mention good day to them as a greeting too. Maybe that's
right.
A mistake for me in the English language, but yeah, it has two meanings. But most of the time, people don't say good day as a greeting, really.
Right. Goedendag. 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 Greetings. Goedendag. G-O-E-D-E-N-D-A-G. Goedendag. Keeping it moving. Hello. That sounds so motherfucking American and shit. Like,
hello.
Hello. Oh, God. How you say hello in French? In Dutch?
Hello.
Hello, motherfucker. My bad. Hello, Moedermaker.
Hello, Moedermaker.
Ah, man, that's fucking priceless word right there, man. Fucking priceless. All right, how are you? Well, you can say that one first.
Hoe gaat het met u?
Hoe gaat het met u?
That's G again. Hoe gaat het met
hoe
u?
Gaat. Hoe gaat?
Yes.
Hoe gaat het met u?
No, you don't have to add a T at the final U. That's only hoe gaat het met u.
Hoe gaat het met u?
That's right.
Hoe gaat het met u? Hoe gaat het met u?
Hoe gaat het met u?
See, that's the only fucked up part about language, learning a different language. Is because you start dealing with silences, letter silences, and all this. So when you start trying to learn another language, and they don't, you know what I'm saying? Their words aren't silent. You know, that's the only kind of little trouble I'm having because I'm used to hearing words. You know what I'm saying? And they actually, or they're pronounced a different word, like the G is H and the H is, you know what I'm saying? Different, this and that. So that's the only thing I kind of bump to a wall on. It's just that the word changes.
Well, I think that you need a little more practice before you get the pronunciation down, because that's really different from the English language.
Especially Firefox, are you back? Okay. I'm waiting on Firefox, but, all right. That's what time it is. Mitt Owl. What the hell? Who got that Mitt Owl? What the f*** is that? Oh, man. Nah, into the, I'm getting caught up in a chat humor, people. I almost got caught up. Who hot hit me too? Who hot? Who hot hit me too? Who hot? Who got that? Who got that me too? Who hot that? Who hot hit me too? 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 Who hot? Who hot? Who hot? Who hot hit me too? Who hot? Who hot hit me? Come back to it. Damn it. Spell it out. No, H-O-E space G-A-A-T space H-E-T space M-E-T space U with a question mark. How are you? Who hot hit me too?
See, then it come out.
Met-u. Who hot hit me too?
Met-u. Yeah, that's the one.
Met U. Who hot hit met U?
That sounds about right.
Who hot hit met U?
No, you're pronouncing hot. An H again, where it should be a G.
Who got hit met U? Who got hit met U? Met U. Who hot hit met U?
I'll tell you
God
this.
God damn it, people. I tell you, God damn it, masculine language shit. I told you we ain't learning.
If you will get out of the plane in the Netherlands and you will try to talk Dutch to somebody, within 2 minutes, he will say, oh, please, talk English.
What? That's straight with me, shit. As long as I know I can goddamn, I extend the fucking favor. Hey, that's but you'll find that in the majority of countries. As long as you attempt to speak the language, then they'll tell you, shut the fuck up, I know English.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
I'm almost sure that if you would get out of the plane and start talking like that and repeating it 5 times, that they would say, oh, please, talk English.
Hoe gaat het met u?
Hoe gaat het met u?
Who had that me too? See, I can pronounce pretty good. You know, if I hear it, you know what I'm saying, I can regurgitate it and shit and kind of pick it up. But reading it straight out is like, is that? You know what I'm saying? Is that? All right. Let's keep it moving, good old porn. Yeah, I did spell that out. Hoot Danku. I'm fine, thank you. Hoot, danku. 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 G-O-E-D, comma, D-A-N-K, space U. Hoot, danku. Hoot, danku. Hoot, danku. Guess you can't really go wrong on that one, can you? Mevrouw. Is a Mrs. Mefrau. Or in German, a Fraulein. Fraulein.
Fraulein.
A Fraulein. Fraulein. Yeah, Fraulein. Fraulein. Or Frau. You got Frau or Fraulein.
A Frau in the rear end of a fishing line. Fraulein.
Fraulein.
That's
yeah. And there's a woman at
correct.
The end of the line. You know what I'm saying? We're catching women on my Fraulein. What you doing tonight? Now I'm finna go to the bar and throw out my foul line. See how many women I can pick up. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna take my rod and go fishing for a Fraulein.
A Fraulein. People don't joke like that. When you go to somebody's country, you might get punched in the eye. But here, we're going to mess it up. Right. Me Frau. Oh, I have something in my Frau. Oh. That was dry, people. That was dry. M-E-V-R-O-U-W is Mrs. Is me Frau. Me Frau.
Me Frau.
Frau. Me Frau. Me Frau. Me Frau. Nobody's looking at me like I'm retarded. Like, what the fuck is wrong with your mouth, sir? I mean, you don't have to open your mouth fucking wide open. Me Frau. Like, sir, we don't have the short buses here in the Netherlands. That's only for the United States. We don't ride the little yellow buses. The kids don't lick on windows here. Or do they? You guys got short buses in the Netherlands?
Short buses?
Yeah, you know the little buses with the little kids that wear helmets and shit. You know what I'm saying? And they ain't playing sport.
Yeah, the ones that make sure that all the windows are moist from the inside.
Oh man, like get your tongue off of the window. But hey, you can be good in porn when you grow up. Oh man, I know I'm going to hell for that one. Paraplegic porn, people. Oh yeah, it's the new craze. Watch Timmy get it on. Timmy! Oh man, we're all sure to go to hell in the handbasket for that one. Yeah. All right, moving on to Mr.
Dickhead.
Oh, thought I would. That don't even sound right. Dickhead. Meneer. Mr. Meneer. M-E-N-E-E-R. Meneer. Yeah. That's pretty dry. Meneer.
Mevrouw.
Okay. Now, all of my Americans out there, if you would have heard this off top, what would be your first impression?
Dickhead.
What did somebody just... Did you just call me a dickhead? You just called me a dickhead. Right. Dickhead. And they said it so quick that you didn't even pick up on it. Dickhead. Dickhead. And then what is saying?
Ickhead.
Oh, ickhead. My bad. My bad. Sounded like dickhead. My bad. Ickhead is my name is. I-K space H-E-E-T. Ick hate. It means my name is Ick hate. Ick hate. All right. Yeah, right.
This is really, really decent Dutch. Aangenaam kennis met u te maken. Nice to meet you.
Aangenaam kennis met u te maken.
Almost. Aangenaam.
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 Aangenaam. Aangenaam. Say it again one more time. Aangenaam kennis.
Aangenaam kennis met u te maken.
Aangenaam kennis met u te maken.
Met u te maken. Met u te maken. Aangenaam. Aangenaam kennis. Aangenaam kennis. Met u te maken. Fucking right. I'm coming to Dutch, man. I'm massacring it. Yeah. As soon as I come off the plane. Aangenaam kennis. Met u te maken. Motherfucker looking at me like.
Are you Irish?
The short bus is over there, sir. We already know. What's up, man? Aangenaam kennis. Met u te maken. You don't think they going to understand me, man? Huh? Is that what you're trying to say? They ain't going to understand me?
No.
Is it my danglish?
Talk like that? The danglish, indeed. That's not
gonna
work.
Yeah. That's my new shit, danglish. Yeah. You won't speak danglish? What the fuck? Dutch and English, goddammit, danglish. It's my new language that I'm implementing into the world of Babel. Yeah, it's danglish.
I can speak danglish.
Yeah, we got Spanglish, Danglish.
I can speak English very well, niet zo snel, maar dat komt nog wel.
Yeah, and wunderbar to you. People, you have got to step up on your language learning because you have no idea what we are saying right now. You know what I'm saying? And we are actually talking some kind of language. I don't know which one, but can talk in all of them, you know? Spelling this out, A-A-N-G-E-N-A-A-M space K-E-N-N-I-S space M-E-T space U space T-E space M-A-K-E-N. Of course, if you all are trying to spell out space in between those words, you're a homogenous. And I don't mean it in a nice way. Of course, if you don't speak the language, I could be cursing you out, and you wouldn't even know it. So, you know, take that, you moodle makers.
Moodle makers.
Moodle buckles. All right, I have to go. Hospice. Oh, okay. That's what time it is. Let's see. Firefox, is you already peeled, brother? Yeah. Okay, that's what time it is. Firefox said he will return. Hospice has showed up to the house, and he will return. And if I can return, I will. And that is much love to you, brother. Firefox News Online trademark going down real big. Shouts out to, or should I say, Alpha Kabar to Alex Jacks, Easy Rider, and. Only place you'll see Easy Rider is where? Nowhere but here.
Nowhere.
You know what I'm saying? Nowhere. Heavenly Angel, Jaime Garcia, Prophet Jack Al, and of course, Mula Megasayanai. Yeah. Don't forget UFONoobs.ning.com. Go to. Sign up, you have to go to TalkBox and actually sign up and to be a part of them. So check this out, people. Yeah, we'll go ahead and do that. Let's wrap up this last word and give you 15 minutes of nutty news. Magic booster in Omnir. Right.
Mag ik u voorstellen aan meneer? And you're supposed to say a name behind that. The sentence is not finished.
Yeah, well, it's got a question mark. It just leaves it open, you know, like, this is Mr.
Smells so good.
Yeah, there you go. So, mag ik u... Hold on. Mag ik u voorstellen aan meneer?
Ruikt zo lekker.
Mag ik u voorstellen aan meneer?
Ruikt zo lekker.
What? Boom, shakalaka.
If you translate smell so good into Dutch, it is ruikt zo lekker.
Ruikt zo lekker. Right. Meneer ruikt zo lekker. Like, okay. Right. Well, fick dich, Mutter Mega. Yeah.
That's German.
Fick dich, Scheisskopf. Yeah, I did pick up a couple of good old words. Fuck you, you shithead. Then I want to learn.
Du musst dich anwaschen, den Arsch stecken.
Something, go wash your ass. Quick.
No, I'm not going to translate that one.
Something about go wash your ass quick or something like that. That's what I picked up out of that one. You know?
No, that was not really it, but I'll count that as yes.
Right. That's Mockick Fuster and Alan Almafrau. What whatever I just said. What he just said. You know what I'm saying? Record him and then just fuck it. Walk around everywhere and just put the recorder in. Here you go. Let them tell you.
Marketing full spelling and many extra.
And then you bust your name out. Smell so good. Like, motherfucker, how you going to say all that? Then you just say your English name and shit. Like, you heard what he said? See it. Damn. Last but not least, people, is what did you say? What did you?
What say you?
Oh, what say you?
What say you?
What say you?
What say you?
That sounds like a Japanese person coming over to the Netherlands.
What say you? What say you? What say you?
What say
you?
What say you?
What say you?
Say you?
What say you? Oh, sorry, people. We're not being racist, you know what I'm saying? We're not being racist. We're having some
fuck him! He's an asshole!
Oh, sorry. That's for all you people that don't like it. You know what I'm saying? All right, let's go ahead. Give out some fucking awards, people. Give out some fucking awards. 10 minutes of the Nutty News coming at you live. Right out of Tampa Bay, Florida, man. 813 Trey Folk. Y'all already know Hillsborough County is what I'm representing. All the way over to the Dutch Netherlands provinces of, where do you stay at?
Limburg.
Limburg. Home of the Limburger cheese.
With the soft G, we say G, and in the north of the Netherlands they say G. Yeah, it's really hard to pronounce for me, I don't know how to do it, but there's that damn G again.
All right, well, it's business time, people. Right here live on Time to Master Language Tuesday. Come on now, real easy. It's business time. That's a fucking cool jingle, man. Nutty News of the Day is brought to you in part by www.nuttynewstoday.com for all your wild, weird, crazy, off-the-wall news. Go and check it there first, man. And, I mean, if you need a good laugh, that's definitely the first spot I'd check. MattyNewsToday.com. And, yeah, that's how we get into that. So, real quick, let me pull this up. Okay, there's Mozilla. And start a new session. What?
What say you? What did you say?
Oh, my man. That's the second part of the language. $75 million mansion for sale. Yeah, with a catch. Florida Palace, nicknamed Versailles, has 23 bathrooms and 3 pools, but it's missing a few basics. Probably a fucking stove, because rich people don't cook, you know what I'm saying? Shit, lazy bastards. Top general fighting for a job after interview. Stanley McChrystal faces intense heat after making derogatory remarks about, guess who? President Obama and others. As if you all gave up about that. And 7th graders make surprising Mars discovery. California middle schoolers stumble upon an unusual feature of the red planet by accident. And these are all just piss-ant headlines, people. The worst burgers in America. These meals are loaded with bacon, cheese, and 2 days' worth of fat and sodium. Pretty sure that's Burger King, McDonald's, Wendy's, or any fast food joint you pretty much go to. Yeah. In the final, Mexico loses to Uruguay, 0-1.
By the way, I have to mention one of my favorite players because he plays at my my local team. Scored a goal there. That's Luis Suarez.
Okay. Congratulations.
Gotta mention that one. Hey, if you are in the neighborhood of your computer, you gotta check out the PM. I'm not going to mention what it is, your private message.
Oh, shit, I'm all on everywhere. I'm everywhere, man. Everywhere. What is this? Oh, the Nutty News Wire?
Yeah.
Of the South African doctor invents female condoms with teeth to fight rape. Hell, I ain't gonna read no more after this one, cause god damn, that's the taking the fucking, that's it, that is getting it, man. No fucking way. Wow. South African Dr. Sonnet Ehlers was on call one night 4 decades ago when a devastated rape victim walked in. Her eyes were lifeless. She was like a breathing corpse. She looked at me and said, "If only had teeth down there," recalled Ehlers, who was a 20-year-old medical researcher at the time. Find in-stock ammunition at the lowest prices fast at ammoseek.com. My God damn. Yeah, man.
Did you see the name of the what is it? Condom?
No.
Female condom.
Harold, what the hell happened? I just clicked on to see the story and what happened. They don't show the whole. I promise I do.
They link through CNN.
Okay.
I promised her I'd do something to help people like her one day. And 40 years later, Rape Act was born.
Rape Act. RAPE AXE. We got to get her on the fucking show. You got to find some. What's her email address? Pretty sure she got an email address. Yeah, definitely have to get her on the show. South Africa has one of the highest rape rates in the world. Human Rights Watch says on its website, 2009 report by the nation's Medical Research Council found that 28% of men surveyed had raped a woman or girl, with 1 in 20 saying they had raped in the past year, according to Human Rights Watch. Most African countries, rape convictions are not common. Affected women don't get immediate access to medical care, and DNA tests to provide evidence are unaffordable. Women and girls who experience these violations are denied justice. Factors that contribute to the normalization of rape and violence in South African society. Women take drastic measures to prevent rape in South Africa, Ehlers said, with some wearing extra tight boxer shorts and others inserting razor blades wrapped in sponges in their private parts. God damn. Fuck, I'm tired of reading that. God damn. I'm done.
Yeah, pretty much. But the good news is we only have 5 minutes left.
Damn. Well, fuck, people. Yeah, that hurt my privates' parts.
Yeah, pretty much. Razors. Yeah. I hope that's a good quality sponge they use.
Oh, man. But see, you know, women around here, they can walk around with a razor blade underneath their tongue. In their mouth, and they walk around with it underneath their tongue. Women do that here in America. Like, I can call one right now and be like, "Oh, hold on, let me take it out." They spit that shit out, and they carry a fucking razor underneath their tongue, man. Some real shit. Real fucked up shit. All right, last but not least, man, let's get on over here. We're News Corps. Did I read this? News Corps. Where a family of 162 could be largest under one roof.
One roof?
An Indian family with 162 members could be one of the largest living together under one roof. Ziana, Ziona, the 66-year-old head of the family, has 32 wives and 94 children of his own, and his house is also home to his sons' children. The extremely large family all live together in one building.
That must be a huge building.
I mean, that must be a goddamn apartment complex. Cause
yeah. Dang. Otherwise, that's not possible. We'll be cramped together like chickens.
Damn. Let's go down to Washington Dix of Clicks. Or what was the new name?
Dicks on Chicks.
Yeah, there you go. Dicks on Chicks. Washington Dicks on Chicks. Campbell Soup recalls 15 million pounds of SpaghettiOs. Yeah. Campbell Soup Corporation is recalling 15 million pounds of SpaghettiOs with meatballs after a cooker malfunctioned at one of the company's plants in Texas and left the meat undercooked. Campbell's spokesman, Anthony some shit, said the company is recalling certain lots of the product manufactured since December 2008 out of an abundance of caution because officials don't know exactly when the cooker at the Paris, Texas plant malfunctioned. Damn.
Up until
2008. You just don't tell people that's 2 fucking years.
Most people already ate it.
Yeah. Well, let's go on over here to your place, your neck of the woods. And this will probably lead to a band permanently. Cape Town. Woman burst her windpipe, blowing vuvuzela. Yeah. Insurance saleswoman Yvonne Mayer, 29, was unable to speak or eat for 2 days after ripping her windpipe when she blew the 3-foot horn during a street party in Cape Town. The next day, shock doctors diagnosed her with a ruptured throat and ordered her to rest it completely to allow it to heal. The bizarre injury is the first known vuvuzela-related accident since the World Cup kicked off last week.
Well, if you want to hand out an award, you should do it now because we only got 1 minute left.
Yeah. Yeah, that does. So, pow, 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 pow. There you go. Artificial awards, people. Artificial awards. I got to finish this last one off, man, because this chick's face looks like somebody hit her in the face with like 12,000 lemons. And she survived. Yeah. Ladera Ranch, sexy dancer, too old, man calls police. Right. 10 seconds, people. Man called police after a woman he found on Craigslist took money from him without providing proper services, and he feels this is improper. The girl that arrived was older than the girl in the picture, causing the informant to reconsider, the log states. When he told the girl to keep $20 for gas and give him back the rest of his money, the girl refused and left with the entire $200. The man, whose mother was there and was angry about it as well, decided not to file a report.
Whose mother was there?
I ain't even gonna go there. You know what I'm saying? Your mom was watching. Wow, man. For the last day, people, yeah, we're going to give him an award. Even though the show is off, You gonna get a warrant for that one, because that's just nasty.
That lying is piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
Nasty. I mean...
Don't forget to check out DJ Smells Good on the call on 34th Shelton Street in Seattle, Florida, bringing you all the latest hits and old school gospel rap and slow jam.
And that's it, people. We are out of here. Don't forget, tomorrow is Weed's Day Wednesday. Bring your blunt, bring your lighter, and your laughs. And most of all, bring your ass. It's time
see
to get
tomorrow,
highly
people.
Over
see
the hump.
Tomorrow.
Peace! Queen my dog, Hude my dog, El Pieces Altos, and every other language.
See you tomorrow, Smiley.
All right, fine night. Thank you, my brother. Peace.
Yeah.